We're reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 2, Text 21. Agnidra sutaste matir anugrahat. You can repeat. Autpatti kenaiva samhana. Different. Balope, that's why I look like Pitra di Bhaktya Atmatoya Namam Yata. Bhagam Jambu Dvipa Vasham Bubuju. It is one line, so I will say the whole verse in one line. Yes, all right. Aknidra sutaste matir anugrahat autpatti kenaiva samhanana balopeta pitrivi bhakta atmatoya namani yata bhagam jambudvipavarshani bubuju. Aknidra suta, the sons of Maharaj Aknidra. Te, they, matuhu, of the mother, anugrahat, by the mercy or by drinking the breast milk, autpattikena, naturally, eva, certainly, samhanana, well-built body, Bala, strength, Upetaha, obtained, Pitra, by the father, Vibhaktaha, divided, Atmatulya, following their own, Namani, possessing names, Yatabhagam, divided properly, Jambudvipa Varshani, different parts of Jambudvip, probably Asia and Europe combined together. Bubhuju, ruled. Translation: because of drinking the breast milk of their mother, the nine sons of Agnidra naturally had strong, well-built bodies. The father gave them each a kingdom in a different part of Jambudvip. The kingdoms were namely according to the names of the sons, named according to the names of the sons. Thus the sons of Agnidra ruled the kingdoms they received from their father. Purport. Oh, you have to repeat. Because of drinking the breast milk of their mother, the nine sons of Agnidra naturally had strong, well-built bodies. Their father gave them each a kingdom in a different part of Jambudvip. The kingdoms were named according to the names of the sons. Thus the sons of Agnidra ruled the kingdoms they received from their father. Purport. The Acharyas especially mention that in this verse the word matu anugrahat, by the mercy of their mother, refer to the breast milk of their mother. In India, it is a common belief that if a baby is fed his mother's milk for at least 6 months, his body will be very strong. Besides that, it is mentioned herein that all the sons of Agnidra were endowed with the nature of their mother. Bhagavad Gita 1:40 also declares, Strishu dushtashu varnashneya, Jayate Varna Shankara, When women are polluted, Varna Shankar, unqualified children are generated, and when the Varna Shankar population increases, the entire world becomes hellish. Therefore, according to Manu Samhita, a woman needs a great deal of protection in order to remain pure and chaste, so that her children can be fully engaged for the benefit of the human society. I'll read the first once more. Because of drinking the breast milk of their mother, the 9 sons of Agnidra naturally had strong, well-built bodies. Their father gave them each a kingdom in a different part of Jambudvip. The kingdoms were named according to the names of the sons. Thus the sons of Agnidra ruled the kingdoms they received from their father. So in this verse, it speaks about the mother, about the breast milk of the mother, how it is so important. And I know that in India, the children get breast milk for a long time because it's very healthy. And also, even sometimes when the child is already a little bit older, still they go to the mother for milk, just for the shelter and just for the coziness. And in this way, the breast is also seen not as a sex object, but as a thing for shelter, for nourishment, for protection. It has a whole psychological thing to it. The feeding of the breast is very personal, very close. And it speaks about the importance of the protection of women in order to remain pure and chaste, so that their children can be fully engaged for the benefit of human society. And the benefit of human society is actually what is the holistic picture, the big picture. Because when the women are protected and when the women feel secure, then they are very peacefully bringing up the children, take care of the household, because they have like a fundament, like they're stabilized. And you see in today's society that this fundament is lacking in maybe even 50% of the families, or a great deal of the families are like one-parent families, or there are other problems. They are together, but father is drinking, or mother is drinking, or there is a lot of frustration in society, and a lot of imbalance, which brings then forth children who don't feel they have a root. Sometimes also the families move here and there, and it's like they can never get the sense of belonging. While the sense of belonging is very important, even they moved to that city and they just had some friends, but yeah, now you have to be with your father, or now you have to be with your mother, or it's very confusing for a child, and it's a luxury to have a father and mother who love each other and are staying together. So, but that is not just nice for that family, but it's actually nice for the whole society. Because as we are in Krishna consciousness, we are trained that the society should be ruled according to Varna and Ashram, that everything is situated and organized in such a way so that spiritual advancement is possible. But even that is, in this society, a kind of a luxury, because it's all organized in such a way so that there is very nice economic development. And as a second thing, economic development, and as a third point, economic development. So the family, the well-being, the real happiness, the inner happiness of the people is on the so much platform. So therefore, therefore the people cannot be happy, and it especially starts within the family, within a safe place. Like if you have a tree, or you have a plant in a, and you put it in that pot, and then you put it in that pot, it can never, you repot it all the time, in other words, it can never grow, it can never become healthy and big and strong. So, and then the society will also not be healthy and big and strong. It will be a very weak society. So, what we also see in society is that certain things are there, probably also due to this focus on economic development, that we have to give in certain privileges and good things which are there. Like, for instance, in I'm from the hippie time, from the 65. I was 15 in 65. So then you had the, and 20, you had women's liberation. And I was walking around in the Vondel Park, I remember, with a badge of freedom in your own belly. Baas in eigen buik, it was like that. And I had, there was a whole, in the Vondel Park was a manifestation of the women, especially for the women and for the power and that. So, and for equal rights, which definitely should be there. And at the end of the day, I was so influenced that I put that sticker. But I remember in the evening, I just took it off again as if it was something dirty. I felt, no, I don't, abortion is not good. Because it was about, you can do abortion if you feel like that, you don't want a child, no problem, you have abortion. It's a very natural thing, but it is not really my thing. But because of that influence, I just put it on for some time. So I took it off in the evening. And women's liberation is good if we get equal rights. If you do the same thing, you should have equal pay, etc. But it should not be that the women's liberation, so the women can mix freely and do everything, and then the men have, they get children, and then the men, oh, they mix with other women, and then they have the baby if they don't do abortion. And Srila Prabhupada says, then they have the baby, and then they have to go to the government for money. So what is, for begging. So where is our liberation? Where is our freedom if we are then in that position? So, it is better to avoid that, to go back. My husband has a little saying in connection to these things like abortion and all the things, because Holland is kind of a number one in these things. With abortion, Holland was number one. With free drugs, giving free drugs to the people. With euthanasia, they were the first. Homo marriages, they were the first, because it's also not that natural. Not that we say, oh, homo is bad. It's just a natural thing in a way, but the homo marriages is a step further. And my husband said, oh, there are more things in which Holland is like number one. And my husband says, and the first one, underwater. It's a karmic reaction. Holland, and I think some places in Bangladesh, are the lowest in the world. So if there is some tsunami or flood, so if there is some tsunami in the North Sea or wherever, or some little, just maybe 1 millimeter, I don't know, of the Earth's axis, little shift, something, who knows what will happen. But yeah, Holland is in that special low situation. Low in both respects in that way. So it's good that that we follow, that we are very fortunate actually that we have this Varnashram Dharma system, that we try to follow this Vedic system in which the women especially should be protected, and in this way the children are protected and you can have nice families. And for the women also, when they're married or they have these children, if then still again they want to have a marriage, it's more difficult. It's like the husband wants another wife, or not a second-hand wife, or like you want a new car, not a second-hand car, sometimes they say. But it's very insecure, and then the people feel not good. And these are just basic material needs, to have a shelter, to have a nice family, to have food, everything what you need, to have education. So, but because even that is now not so secure for many, like families which are not that wholesome. So, wherein it's a luxury to have a father and a daddy, a father and a mother. But then what to speak of spiritual advancement? If people want to make spiritual advancement, first actually the basic needs should be met. First they should have a kind of stable civilization, because otherwise first they start to look for these things, and only then will they go in their spiritual development. Of course, when you are really in a miserable situation, that can also help to go to spiritual life, because you start to pray. And when you see, hey, this happens, and when you take notice, then you can actually also start with your faith or deepen your faith, because spiritual life is not limited to any situation, poor, rich, healthy, diseased. It's spiritual life is always, it's always a good time for spiritual life. So. And therefore, because these things are so unstable, therefore people, and also especially at this moment, the religions are also not so stable because of like abuse, and especially in the Catholic Church. So that spiritual feeling also goes away, that kind of fundamental kind of spiritual security that people felt, at least God is there, or that is also going from under them. So people are searching, people are looking for stability, and then they start to look outside, or they instead of looking for spirituality, they think, oh, there is no hope, let me just dose myself, verdoven, what is the word for drug yourself so you don't feel, sedate, yeah. Let me sedate myself with all kinds of stuff, like an escape out of it. But that's, or alcohol, but that's just like a temporary escape. But the real escape is then to go to spiritual life. Oh, Krishna, I'm so miserable. Or God, or Allah, Bhagavan, I'm so miserable. Please, you take care of me. You, please, where are you? Now I need you the most. And there's this beautiful prayer that you see the two footsteps, and then the person says, but God, all the time two footsteps were there, and when I needed you most, there's just one pair of footsteps. And then he says, yeah, but that was the moment that I carried you, so that's why there's only one pair of footsteps. So especially in stress, people can also come to spiritual life. But because of the stress of economic development, the spiritual life is a little bit going more and more back to the private sphere. Spiritual life is for your private thing. It should not be it should not be so much in society. And but the result of that not being so much in society is all this sedating, all these problems. I think the most used medicine is antidepressiva, And also young children take already antidepressiva. And I, all the time when I read such a report or something, then I think, yeah, because they don't have spiritual life. They don't have the happiness in themselves. Because if you don't have that happiness inside, the soul is ananda maya, he needs happiness. And if he doesn't have happiness, spiritual happiness, he must take to material happiness. He must take to some kind of happiness, because that's the nature of the soul, to enjoy. So when he has that spiritual happiness, only then can he really say, I'm happy, I don't want these drugs or this sexual relationship, and then the next, and the next, and the next, and still I'm not happy. Then they can really nourish their soul and be happy. So when you come to that conclusion, then you understand how important education in society is. Education, spiritual education in society. And also by teachers who practice spiritual life, because now you can teach a spiritual topic in a school and be an atheist. You don't have to specially be of a certain religion to teach that. I think in Islam you are a Muslim, and in the Antwerp, in the Jewish school, they are Jewish. But in other, I think in the Catholic school, they didn't even have to be Catholic themselves to teach that subject. You can just teach it as a subject. But that, then what do you pass on? You cannot pass on so much. Yeah, you can pass on the outside, but not the inside of the religion. So therefore, the institution of ISKCON, which Srila Prabhupada gave to the society, and which is now all over the planet, and through internet, it's really in every place where there's a computer, there's the ISKCON society, and people can have access and can educate themselves. They can see Srila Prabhupada even in Iceland or by the Eskimos or wherever. They can have all the teachings. So many books are on e-books, you know, and everything is there. Of course, now there needs to be the inspiration to go and look there and to see what is there. And then when people look to ISKCON and to Krishna consciousness, they can also see how broad it is. That Srila Prabhupada didn't create a sect. He didn't bring a little group of Hindu philosophy books to the West, and this little group, and they practice this little thing. No, Srila Prabhupada gave a big, a whole cultural and social system of Vedic knowledge he brought to the West. So that's a very, that's the greatest gift. And when you have this understanding and you look at the other religious traditions, then you can see this is good, this is also correct, at least according to the Vedic philosophy, which we experience as wholesome and as complete. And then you can see also where is the lacking. Due to Kali Yuga, so many things are imperfect, and also the religions have become impure. So when we follow Srila Prabhupada's instructions, who was such a living spiritual example, and we follow those who follow his example, then we can also have this security, this shelter, this happiness, and then we can give it to others. And like this, it can be we can be fully engaged for the benefit of the human society. And I was thinking also here, it speaks about the woman and the mother, but actually, because the soul is female, we are all female, all these boys, they're all female, because she, the soul, is prakriti, we are the female. And Krishna is the purusha, is the giver, and we are the receiver. So in that sense, we are all female, and we can all become good mothers for ourselves and for people around us. We should all be good family members of the big family of Srila Prabhupada. and of the whole human society. We should be nice representatives of the Lord. There's a whole thing about Jambudvip and everything, but I'd rather leave that for somebody of the college, about the whole Vedic cosmic system. But it's nice actually that this Vedic cosmology, what we have, that it's not just with us, also the Jains and the Buddhists, they have the same Vedic cosmology with Jambudvip and Meru and the Bhurbhuva, Svargaloka and everything. So it's very nice that it's so broad. Of course, they descend from the Vedic knowledge, so in a way it's also logic. So I want to close here. Maybe there are any questions or remarks. I think that is also there, but I just meant it as a kind of way to see ourselves also as responsible people, or as like a mother has a lot of responsibility towards her child, father also, but the mother is more close. And so just to give that to the boys, that actually they can see themselves also as caretakers and as can have this motherly sentiment or caring sentiment towards everybody. We're all family, but in the spiritual world one has its svarup, its original svarup, and it can be a coward boy or it can be flower or it can be peacock or but that's all lila, that's all lila, eh? Play. It's all a game. It's a big game in the spiritual world. The best game. When I was a little child, I never wanted to go to school. And even I managed to go not to high school, because I always wanted to play, to play outside. We lived in a street which was a dead-end street. So the whole neighborhood came always to play in our street, to play outside. So only later I went to high school and then university, only in the evening when I was already older. But I didn't want to go to school to study. I looked at my sister, I thought, no, I will not make any homework. I want to play outside. But it's actually natural, to the desire to play, because the soul wants to play. He's so playful with Krishna. And every song is, every word is a song, every dance, every step is a dance. So it's so natural. And I think also if in society there would be more music and more dancing, and also in the religions, like I'm from a Catholic background, and if I go to church sometimes it's dull. It's not, and if I'm here I can move, I can, there I can listen, and there's also nice things. But if they would add the dancing to it, and after Mass, that you go and eat together, it would make it so much more, and that should be vegetarian then, that would be that would be much more nice and attractive. And you, yeah, I want to go. And I remember when, in my past, there was a neighbor, and they were Protestant, and they had this coffee table or something. And but that was also the place where you meet your fiancé, you know, in this kind of, Yeah, and when I was young, I went to the Catholic gymnastics, and we had Catholic magazines and the Catholic music this, and it was all frazzled, divided. And that, and my neighbor was the Protestant, and it was very, very much divided. But I think in all the religions, if people can not just offer their, yes, I accept God, and I want to love Him, and I, so with the mind, and you can pray, but if you can sing, it's more, it goes, because the words are here, but the song is from the heart. So that is more close to the spiritual level where the Paramatma is. So that is more our more fulfilling. And if you can dance, it is so natural. I heard that in the mosque, you are not allowed to sing. They can only say Allahu Akbar, and they can say the Quran, but they are not allowed to make music in the. They can do it next door. They have other places where you can make music and things, but not where they, not in the mosque itself, where they do their five times, etc. And to us, it feels like the opposite. Eh? There's also a saying in the Bible, a chapter, Psalm 150, which says that glorify the Lord because of His might, because of His greatness and everything, and glorify Him with cymbals, two kinds of cymbals, so the wampers and the kartals, with drums, with sitar, it's in the Bible, with sitar, with dance, rijdans, which is like we do. It's an instruction in the Bible. All that has breath, glorify the Lord. That's the end. So if all the religions, the Abrahamistic religions, would try to do that or would practice that, it would be so much more blissful. The people would have so much more experience. And if they follow the Bible, they follow the Bible. So it's there. The Quran is coming from the Bible. It's there in the Psalms. So we have some teaching to do. We have some teaching to do. Just for the happiness of everybody. And at the same time, you're happy yourself. You enjoy when you sing, when you dance, when you can offer that to God. We have this body, and we're supposed to do everything for God. So we offer it in the dance. Sorry, there was a deviation of the word lila. Or a deeper into the word lila, sorry. Yes. 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 Yes.
So in the classic marriage, the man is maintaining effort, and the woman is enjoyed by him, but she enjoys keeping the man in his mind. She gets the benefit of everything that she offers to him. It's all nice.
Yes. Yeah. Thank you. You heard that, eh? The enjoyer and the enjoyed. We're like subordinate enjoyers. Yeah. Yes.
So that's important for us to remember that
Yeah, yeah. It's in a loving, yes. Yeah. There's no envy, and then we are also enjoying because the relationship with each other is very nice because we have all the same goal. We all want Krishna to be happy and we assist each other in Krishna being happy. And then, so the society misses this focal point where we can all put God in the center. And Prabhupada said even you don't have to change your religions to your religion to be a devotee of Krishna. You just, you put God in the center and then you can be a vegetarian Christian, a vegetarian Muslim, and a vegetarian Jew, etc. Because these basic things, especially the understanding, like they say, your neighbor, either your naaste, neighbor, you say your neighbor. So your the naaste is not just the human beings. But in Christianity people take, and in Islam, and they take it as the naaste is the other people, all the other people. But if you understand that we are not people, but we are eternal spirit souls, then the naaste are all the other eternal spirit souls. And then, naturally, vegetarianism and respect for the whole creation, for Mother Bhumi, for the earth, for the cow. Look at, as we have so much respect now for Rambo, others think, like at this very moment, that Rambo is peacefully leaving the body, so many other animals who are completely healthy have no chance. So, so we have, what can we do? We can just give these teachings and we can inspire people to put God in the center of their life and then just try it and you will see. You need less antidepressiva, and you need less this and that, and you'll be more, and everything will be more happy. And you can even be so happy that you can give shelter to others, and then you are makes you extra happy, and it's just a normal thing actually. Okay, any other? Yeah, and and that is very bad. It's very unfortunate.
But
yes.
It's even now, even my friends that are having kids, I see that, and it's how does society do? I mean, it's very obvious every situation is different, but what is more important? Essentially, the role of my spiritual life is more important, and you can't say that's not true. But at what point? Like you said, if you want to educate people, how can we be example? If people look at our society, well, yeah, it's great that you're helping yourself, but you're kind of broken. Your wife is very upset. She doesn't even want you to be broken.
Yeah.
And I see that. So it's nice to look at us teaching her, but I think when we look at our society's movement, we don't see what it's teaching.
You're very right. And it's very, very unfortunate. And but I see also the other side, that maybe we should look at in a kind of compassionate way, both for the spiritual life which is not done, or both with the family life. Because Srila Prabhupada brought this quite high standards, very high standards, to the Wild West. And which is really true. It's completely true. So we are only 40 years old now. We are still like a baby. We are still learning how to do things. And we have we have made many mistakes in the past, and it's a little bit like, but we're still making mistakes, and we will still make mistakes in the future, in the process. But as long as we keep want to really improve and stay to the keep to the instructions, because Prabhupada gave also so many instructions for the well-being of the family, and it's in the Shastra that we should follow that. So the art of balancing, because now I have to pray or now I have to take care of my child, and learning how to do maybe both at the same time, take your child and change around, or it all requires expertise. And I think this expertise also takes time. And we see that actually this society here in Radresh is quite a nice example. Like in other societies, ISKCON societies, there's, I know some temples where they have more divorces and so, and here it's all very minute. It's not that it's not there, but very minute. We just had my husband and me and two other couples had our 25 years marriage celebration, which is also nice as a kind of example. Or that I know there was one devotee, he was a Jewish devotee, and he had gone away. He was a few years a devotee, and he went to India with his wife, and then they separated, and he went back to England, and he became a classical Jew again, and he remarried and whatever. But he came to visit, because we had a reunion, and he came to visit, and he said to Purna and me, "You are still together?" It was like his eyes, and you love each other? It was so funny. And Rida Chaitanya, and they are also still together, and so it's real, it's real. It was amazing for him that, it was very special, because it was in the beginning, everything was so neophyte, and some things were really sectarian, but now there's a whole university here which is established, and we have when children are not well with the parents, there's a child protection team, and people can go to this and look, "My daddy hit me," even a little bit or something. Yeah. But you understand a little bit? That it's a matter of time, but I think that at least and those who have this abusive or a wrong thing, it comes out and it's corrected again by the other, by a council. Yeah, even some devotee people who want to join, because my family is too much, so but then they're sent back also. Look, your first responsibility is your family, but in the past that person would more easily be accepted. But now he said, "What is your situation?" And is looked at in a more wholesome kind of way. Fortunately, so fortunately we can say we are maturing, although we still make mistakes. Yeah.
At great cost.
ever so true. Yes. Can you speak a little louder? Yeah, that's true, but then you have to also check and check, because if you see, hey, this has gone too quickly, because the wife is completely dissatisfied, or the kids, or so you can take a step, but you have to see if it is not, the step is not too big. Maybe first there should be another year of practicing Krishna consciousness at home, or whatever, and then... Or you want to make your house into a temple, but you are a devotee and your husband or your wife is just likes it, but it doesn't want all this in the house, and you force the children to be like this and that. So everything has to be gradual. When you are young, you're 18, 20, you say, yeah, this is it. Like in Holland, in the past, you were 20, this is nice spiritual life, yeah, let me join. In Holland they do like that, but what do they do in Belgium? Oh, this nice book, oh, let me ask my parents what I shall do. It takes a long time in Belgium before they join, because here somehow there's a different, Eva, she is now here, but her mother is very positive. She said, yeah, it's good. So that's rare, but if you, in the past, yeah, this is it. But I cannot say so much, because I was 20, I got the Bhagavad Gita, and I thought, what is this? Very nice. And the food, I became vegetarian. But it took me 10 years, because before I said, yeah, I want this life. Before I lived, came to Radhadesh and started to fully accept it. We are normal human beings. Yeah, we're all together in Kali Yuga. We could say, yeah, it's not that Kali Yuga is not in Septon. Yes. Therefore, we should strictly, nicely follow them. Jai Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Oh,